Ready to start talking to your kids about financial literacy? Meet Greenlight, the debit card and money app that teaches kids and teens how to earn, save, spend wisely, and invest with your guardrails in place. Parents can send instant money transfers, automate allowance, and more. Plus, keep an eye on spending with real-time notifications. Join more than 6 million families building healthy financial habits together on Greenlight. Get your first month free at greenlight.com/odyssey. That's greenlight.com/odyssey. It's better
over here. AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free. All on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Payoff up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
262, Comcast Business Sex Line. Surprise, no wings, JK mentions in terms about player fit. Well, that was the big thing with the trade with Andrew Wiggins. We're talking about on the show call. They made that trade for Andrew Wiggins. And I didn't think highly of Andrew Wiggins at the time in Minnesota. I was like, guy, I've watched him in Kansas. It's like, he's good. But the fit here was like, oh, he no longer has to be the number one option. He no longer has to carry a franchise. He could chill and play off of Steph and Clay and Draymond Green and be straight. And we saw that come to fruition in the 2022 NBA Finals and that whole postseason run where Andrew Wiggins was like, I'm the best player out here, best two-way player. I'm locking you down and I'm dunking on your head. Now, he's back this year. He had an off game against the Wizards as he deals with his lower back strain. But it's going to be key tonight defending Jason Tatum and at times Derek White. Andrew Wiggins and J.K., J.K. fits off the bench with Steve Kerr. Talked about Shasky. We'll play that in a second. But Andrew Wiggins fits alongside Stephen Curry and Draymond Green.
Yeah, and they've got to monitor whatever's going on with the back. That is extremely important. Obviously, the backs are so tricky, but they need this guy in the worst way. You know, we joking about the whole deep run and all that stuff, but like we all can acknowledge Wiggins looks really good early on this season. And the way this team is built, they can offset him being gone for a week or two, but they're really probably, you know, capped out if they're not going to get him back to full strength. So they're going to need him all the way. I have a question for you, Bonte. The game tonight, Boston, even with Jaylen Brown out, what are you hoping we learn about this team?
That this start is not fool's gold.
Ready to start talking to your kids about financial literacy? Meet Greenlight, the debit card and money app that teaches kids and teens how to earn, save, spend wisely, and invest with your guardrails in place. Parents can send instant money transfers, automate allowance, and more. Plus, keep an eye on spending with real-time notifications. Join more than 6 million families building healthy financial habits together on Greenlight. Get your first month free at greenlight.com/odyssey. That's greenlight.com/odyssey. It's better
over here. AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free. All on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Payoff up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
I don't want to see them just not be competitive, turn the ball over, and not execute. Now, a loss may happen. This is the NBA. It's 82 games. You're not going to go 81-1. 73-9 is hard. We've seen it here, but they're not going to do that. Can they execute at a high level against a team that is locked in defensively like the Boston Celtics? Again, you look at the Boston Celtics and their numbers over the last couple years here. They've been excellent. Last year, they won a championship. Their defensive ranking was second. Their offensive ranking was first. They have two guys in Derek White and Drew Holiday at the point of attack can lock you down, take your lunch money, take the ball out of your hands and go the other way and set up a wide-open three-point shot for Jason Tatum. So what I want to learn is this real? Is this sustainable playing 12 to 13 guys? Were the first six wins fool's gold or not? That's what I want to learn, Chasky. And we're going to learn it over the next three, not just tonight. We're going to learn it over the next three against Cleveland and OKC and, of course, Boston tonight. What about yourself?
Well, I think tonight is one test, and, like, you're going up against a team that likes to switch a lot on defense because they have so many versatile defenders, to your point. And so, you know, what's Kuminga look like off the bench? Can he continue to just put his mark on games given the role that he's at. Can Steph Curry start to increase some of his minutes? And then I look at Trayce Jackson-Davis and Kevon Looney. Can they continue to be an effective combination in the limited amount of time that they're out there? And given the different lineups that they've been kind of incorporating alongside them, can they continue to kind of get away with that? Right? Like, I think having that GP2, Draymond, Trayce Jackson-Davis lineup, it brings a lot to the table defensively. Where it can get a little tricky is if Draymond's not scoring, well, now you got three non-scorers. And so I guess where I'm going at is, can Draymond continue to offensively impact games with his 10 to 14 points? Because I think that's been crucial, crucial to unlocking various lineups for this team.
Now, you look at the season average, it's just 9 points and 6 rebounds from Draymond Green. But you look at the last few games here, 14, 14, 18. 14, 14, 18. The three ball. I mean, the three ball is rolling for right now. Shooting 52% from the three-point line. So, to your point, you're right about that. You brought up J.K. coming off the bench here. Steve Kerr touched on this with Willard and Dibbs on how good J.K. has been coming off the bench.
It's a huge, it's a huge factor for J.K. to give us what he's giving. And, again, everything is about the puzzle fitting. You know, everything is about putting together five men combinations, and we need JK's force and power, and frankly we need it more off the bench than we do in the starting lineup. So I love what I'm seeing. He's handling it great. You know, he obviously wants to start. Everybody wants to start, but that hasn't impacted his effort and his energy at all. In fact, I think he's looked even better since we've brought him off the bench. I think it suits him well with this team. And so until things change, you know, we'll keep going with this. But I love what we're seeing from JK.
That's well said by Steve Kerr. His force and power coming off the bench, he's going to be able to be a number one or number two option coming off that bench. And doesn't mean that he doesn't get to play with Steph Curry and Draymond Green at various times. He's going to be able to finish quarters, finish halves, finish games maybe. And that's another element we haven't touched on. Let's see them in a clutch game and see who plays in the last 5 minutes now that Stephen Curry is back. I'm very eager to see the lineup combinations there by Steve Kerr. Will he go with the hot hands? Will he go offense for defense, defense for offense? I really want to know what Steve Kerr does there in the last 5 minutes of a close basketball game. But one thing for J.K. tonight, these big games, sometimes he comes out like a bull in a china shop, right? He's just going 100 miles an hour. He's in fifth gear. It's like, yo, we got to slow down just a little bit here. Can he play under control early in his basketball game and then get himself acclimated to it? And how does he do that? Going to the rim, getting easy buckets. Then if you want to take some threes, sure, why not? Take a couple threes. But get into the basket, crash into glass, and just kind of slowing down just a little bit to start, because he's going to be hyped up tonight in Boston. JK's going to be fired up for this one.
This is a team, Boston, that's going to be shooting a lot of threes like the Warriors. What do you think? 80 threes today by the two teams?
Boston, yeah, probably 80. Oh, no doubt. 80
right?
Threes.
I mean, this is like two teams that want to shoot.
Look, highest percentage of field goal attempts from threes.
Yeah.
Boston, 55% of their field goal attempts are from the three-point line.
How many are they averaging a game?
I get the makes in just a second. Highest points, highest percentage of total points from threes, 46% of their points come from the three-point line, which is insane. Now, three-point makes per game, they're number one in the league. 19 made threes a game, all right? 19 made threes a game. Charlotte's second with 16.4. The Warriors are tied for second with 16.4. So these are two of the most prolific three-point shooting teams in the league right now. But Boston, they don't do the mid-range thing. They're kind of like the Houston Rockets in the late 2010s.
Yeah, and like they have all these guys that when the ancillary guys are hitting, they feel unstoppable. Mm-hmm. You know, Pritchard and Hauser and all those random dudes that are just draining buckets. I'm very interested to see with the Warriors tonight, like, can Buddy Hield sustain what he's been doing, you know, against this team, obviously Boston. They've got a little bit of familiarity with him. And I just want to see what it looks like. I want to see the Warriors trading blows in the fourth quarter. Like, I would love to see the lead change multiple times in the fourth quarter. I think it'd be good for them. You know,
see how they respond.
Just kind of like execute with 6 minutes to go. What are the closing lineups looking like? What are the combinations? You know, situational basketball. I don't think you can have enough close games early in the year to just kind of like feel things out. And you've got one of the best closers ever in Steph Curry, but Like, defensively, I want to see them in the half court. And then offensively, it's one thing when you're up 10, 15. Like, I want to see a back and forth game.
Mm-hmm. Well, we saw that late in Houston, right? We saw some resiliency without Steph. And that's why the Houston win, to me, I'm going to put that aside, because I think that was a good win. Now that I think about it, and we have a few days removed from that Saturday night win, to blow a 31-point lead. And Houston did beat the New York Knicks on Monday night. They bounced back and beat the Knicks, who are going to be, you know, contenders in the Eastern Conference. The blow a 31-point lead. You don't have Steph. Draymond fouls out. Pod fouls out. There's no doubt that's a game they lose over the last 2 years. There's no doubt they lose that game the last past two seasons. And they showed resiliency in that one, whether it was Slow-Mo, Looney, JK, Pods, big. That to me was like, oh, okay, to weather that storm.
Mm.
And the Rockets got some athletic dudes, man. And to weather that storm and survive and win that game in overtime on the road to start the road trip without Steph, Draymond, and Pods later on the bench in overtime, I think so far, like, we saw them in that tight game. It was like, oh, wow, okay, there may be something here. And it was JK who brought it home in overtime along with the defense of Kyle Anderson. But to your point, I do want to see a closer game. No
when was
doubt.
The last time the Warriors won a game that we call a circle game, meaning you circle it on the calendar and you go, all right, this is one of the best teams in the league, and, like, I'd like to see you win this game. Like, when was the last time they won one of those games?
They beat Milwaukee last year, right? And they beat Milwaukee last year. It's hard for me to remember regular season circle games because we haven't had many of them around here. We haven't had many of them.
Did they beat the Celtics last year?
They beat the Celtics. They did beat the Celtics at home in overtime. They came back from like 20 down.
They did.
They came back from like 20 down in that game. Steph Curry went crazy in the fourth quarter. That was a TNT game. I'm looking here. I'm going to look at the schedule.
When was that in the schedule last year?
It was early. It was December. I would say
they
were 12-14.
Christmas.
Yeah, they were 12-14.
You and I did the show that next morning.
That's almost
right. We did do the show the next morning. That's right. Well, it was so there. I said, love it. They just beat the Celtics. Love it. Like, I just, man, I was like, love it.
Well, he didn't start.
I want to set a, you know.
I know. No, he was.
Well, want to come out strong for you.
But no. Well, being nervous is good. When you're nervous, it shows me that you care. And he was nervous because he was like, man, it's a big show.
I'm sitting across from Bonte Hill. That's a lot to live up to.
Calm down.
No, that's not a gas you up thing.
Calm down.
No, you didn't want to match your energy.
No, but when somebody told me a long time ago, when you're nervous, that means that you care. That means that you're telling me that you want to do a great job. You're a little nervous. That's fine. That's okay in my book.
When was the last time you were nervous on a broadcast?
You know, surprisingly, I was nervous for the first broadcast of the year on NBC because it was the first game of the season. You want to set the tone. Oh. You're like, it felt like the first day of school again.
Clean
you
want to
make
up,
a great
Bonte.
Impression. So I was a little nervous for that one. For the radio show, the butterflies don't float as much anymore. They don't because I feel like I'm at ease. I'm cool, calm, and collected now, man. It's first like couple years.
Flying the Millennium Falcon, you just hop in the cockpit and go.
Just relax.
I'm not going to sugarcoat it.
You got it. But the first few moments of a show, whether it's television or radio, there's always some butterflies there because you want to set the tone. Uh-huh. But you got to ease into it. The first few moments, even when I was a public address announcer at City in the Pro-Am, SF Pro-Am at Keysar Pavilion, the clock running down, I'm like, oh boy, we got 2 minutes till I got to talk. I'm looking at the clock and I'm just like, these are the longest 2 minutes. And the clock's winding down. I'm like, oh boy, I got to talk. Take a couple deep breaths.
Can you give me your PA voice? Like, introduce Sam Lubman and Joe Spadoni right now.
I'll do it right now. All right. Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to 95.7 The Game. We're here hosting the Morning Roast from 6 to 10 a.m. I'm trying to think of what to say. Now introducing producer extraordinaire out of Concord, California, Sam Lubman. Out of Pacific Grove, he hosts a pregame show. He's a father of two, Benny and Nora. Joe Spadoni.
Hey, Spadoni, shut up.
That's not bad. I'm actually impressed.
Oh, I did it for 6 years. Pro-Am, too. My favorite one was Kiwi Gardner. He's coaching over in China now.
Kiwi.
I had one, and he was feeling it. He looked back at me and, like, pointed at me. You know, and Travis, remember Yairi's finest? He had the camera.
Yeah.
So I was like, Kiwi's back. It was packed. I go, and I held the Kiwi so long. It was, Kiwi! And Kiwi's going through the lines, shaking everybody's hands. Yeah. I made sure to get them all through. Kiwi! Garner. And he was like, he looked back and was like, my bad.
My favorite, you know, nicknames like that, like Kiwis is a great name. Circus King. So if you say Circus Kiwi King, Gardner, yeah. I go Circus King.
Cal Berkeley.
Yeah.
Yeah, Circus King. I love you.
He was
Circus
a pro-am
King.
Legend.
He was a pro. He was a pro-am legend.
So for the audience that's just arriving right now,
ready to start talking to your kids about financial literacy? Meet Greenlight, the debit card and money app that teaches kids and teens how to earn, save, spend wisely, and invest with your guardrails in place. Parents can send instant money transfers, automate allowance, and more. Plus, keep an eye on spending with real-time notifications. Join more than 6 million families building healthy financial habits together on Greenlight. Get your first month free at greenlight.com/odyssey. That's greenlight.com/odyssey.
It's better over here.
AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free, all on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Payoff up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.